My text this morning that I want to begin reading is found in Jeremiah chapter 6. I'm going to try to move through this rapidly, but yet slowly enough. We don't have our visual helps this morning. You're going to have to look up these scriptures yourself if you want to look them up. I trust different ones are logging in. They're opening their Facebook. They're listening to us this morning to encourage our hearts to encourage our souls. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse number 16 is our text this morning that we want to read from. And it says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein." Amen. We'll read it one more time. "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein." Probably one of the saddest statements that could be made by anyone who knew who God was. God is bringing forth a reality here through Jeremiah. It's time to get back to the old paths. It's time to get back to the original way. The original way. That word old has that meaning or that understanding in the Hebrew tongue. To the fact that it was of the beginning of the world or the original way. That's what I want to talk about here this morning is the original way that God has always had. It's original because God set the standard. God set the pattern. God gave the way. And thus, it's the original way. And so when he's asking, when he says, ask for the old paths, he's saying, ask for the original way that God has given. Ask. Hallelujah. And so we see in this portion of Scripture, Jeremiah is saying unto the people, stand ye in the ways and see. Now, our whole title this morning is the original way, singular. Here, Jeremiah says, stand ye in the ways and see. In other words, look. Ponder, understand, look at all the ways that you have to choose from. That's what Jeremiah is saying. In other words, look, let me just share some scriptures with you here this morning about some of the different ways. In Proverbs 14 and 12, it says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself." In other words, Jeremiah is saying, stand ye in the ways. Look at the different ways that you're walking, the different ways that men are living. And of course, in that day, that hour, idolatry was a major thing, and the different gods that they would serve. And so this is a reference. Look at all these false teachings. Look at all these false doctrines. Look at all these false gods that you're serving. And observe that there's nothing that comes from them that is actually going to benefit you in life, and especially spiritual life. And so here we find that the way that seemeth right to a man, the end thereof are the ways of death. And so there are ways that we can walk and ways that we can go, but they're not the right way. They're not the original way. They're not the pathway of God's word and what God desires to bring about in those that believe upon his name. Now, if you're not a believer this morning, then you're not really going to look at all the different ways. You're just going to walk in your own way. Why? Because the backslider in heart is filled with his own ways. But a good man, that's a believer, shall be satisfied from himself. In other words, he don't want to walk in his own ways. He wants to walk in the original way. He wants to walk in the ways of his God. Hallelujah. And this is what Jeremiah is trying to bring across to the people of that day and hour, letting them realize and understand that that original way, that original path, that's the good way. In other words, that's the way of conduct, that's the way of life, that's the way of character. It's the good way. In other words, it's going to be a bountiful way, it's going to be a beautiful way, it's going to be a cheerful way, it's the favorable way, it's the merry way, it's the precious way. These are just different words that word good are translated into, even in God's word, to give us an understanding that it's a good way. It's like an adjective. In other words, it's going to bring wealth and welfare and well-favoredness, and it's going to be sweet. And so you're seeing that the way of God, the original way of God, is going to bring goodness into our lives and goodness into what's going on. Basically, the blessings of the Lord upon our life, because it's the original way, because it's God's way. And walk therein. In other words, don't just go there and go away. Go there and go away. Walk therein. Stay there. Live there. Hallelujah. Because it is the original way that God has planned for his people. Praise be to our God. Isaiah 55 and 6 says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts." So we're getting an understanding here in Isaiah that God is asking us to seek him. God is asking us to come to him. God is asking us to call upon him because he is near. And then here is what he desires of mankind. Let the wicked forsake his way. Notice the emphasis, his way. What are we forsaking our way for? We're forsaking our way for the original way, for God's way. So let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts, because your thoughts are going to project or produce the pattern of whatever way you're going to walk. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So this is God's grace, this is God's mercy. When he deals with the heart, he deals with the soul, he deals with mankind, come back to the original way. I'm just going to leap ahead here just for a moment. Jesus Christ came into this world, lived in this world, walked in this world, and he walked in the original way. I mean, if you really want to see a panoramic view of the original way, go read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And you'll see Jesus Christ, what he did was live the original way. He walked in the way of his Father, and he didn't do anything other than what his Father commanded him to do. So Jesus Christ is the example of how to walk in that original way. Jesus Christ died on Calvary, and the finished work thereof, and the precious blood of Jesus Christ for the sins of the world, so that all those that would believe on Jesus Christ could begin to walk the original way, the pathway of God. And so we see from Isaiah 55 that my thoughts are not your thoughts. In other words, God's ways, God's thoughts are far higher than what we could ever imagine or think. And the only way that they will become our thoughts is as we begin to walk with God and pursue the old path, the original way. Amen. Hallelujah. To walk means to flow or follow, to grow, to lead, to march, to pursue, or cause to run. And so God wants us to pursue. He wants us to run. You know, we our mind runs, if you will, to run the race that is set before you in the New Testament. The reality of walk with God where you're at, what you're going through, walk with God. Let the original way be your way. You know, this is what we preach, we emphasize, that we must die to ourselves. What is that? Well, that is asking and pursuing the original way. To do it God's way instead of my way. To let God have his way instead of me having my way. See, this is the original way. This is the way of that one that is in tune with God. I was just reading about Enoch. And Enoch, how Enoch lived 365 years and he walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Why did God just take him? Because we find then in the New Testament that Enoch pleased God. Enoch, if you will, walked the original way. And because he walked the original way, he was translated, and he didn't see death, and really in reality died or departed at a very young age compared to everybody else that was living 900 years plus. He only lived 365, and God just took him on to heaven because he had perfected the walk with God to such a place and such a humility and such a contrition. His desire was the original way, and he walked therein, and God took him. And so we're seeing here then the Bible, and this is just a synopsis. I mean, if you go and you start reading about all the places where it talks about the ways of God and loving God and keeping God's commandments, you're going to spend quite a few hours or days or months or years finding everything about this original way that is all panned out and laid down in the Word of God and in the Scriptures. These are just some Scriptures that I'm bringing out to help us understand there's a way that you and I as believers need to be pursuing and need to be walking, and it's the original way. In other words, we don't have to come up with that way. We have to ask for that way. We have to pray and seek God, that God would work that way in us. Bottom line, it's a process. It's that progressive sanctification. It's that progressive walk with God. And what it is God continually revealing to his believers whose hearts are contrite and whose hearts are humble so that he can revive them. What's he reviving them to? The original way. Isaiah 57:15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Amen. What is it to revive? Revive is to go back to where God wants us to be. All the Scriptures that I've just shared already here this morning is a turning back, a going back, a reviving of the original way in our lives. What is that original way? Once again, I'm going to step ahead. That original way is to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. These two, all the laws of all the commandments, Jesus Christ said, they hang on these two. These two are the original way. Hallelujah, that Jesus Christ died for on Calvary, that this could be brought to pass in our lives. But once again, we've also got to realize we've got to stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Ask for the original way. If you are not pursuing God and desiring to walk in that original way, you will not walk that way. You will not live that way. You will suffer the consequences of that. And you'll see more when I get further into this message, because this is God's desire. This is what God's wanting to do. Now, notice in Jeremiah 6:16, he says, stand ye in the ways, in that multiple path of choices, that we have in this world and in America especially, of how many different ways we could live our life. You know, there's so many ways out there. And we got to realize there's only one path that leads to eternity. There's only one way to make it to the pearly gates. It's the old crossroad and the way called straight, pulling from a famous song that we sing from time to time. But he said, ask for the old paths. God is asking people to look at how you're living for Jesus and see if it is really producing what God has promised it will produce. And when you see that it's not, then begin to ask for the old path, the original way. And begin to know that it is the good way. That means it's the best way. It's the excellent way. And when we begin to walk therein, here's the promise. You're going to find rest for your soul. You're going to find a rest that you've never found before. When you find that place of contrition and you find that place of humility and you begin to ask God to direct your paths. Hallelujah. And specifically, God, direct me into the original way. The way you have planned through eternity for men to walk. Through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Woo, hallelujah. Now, our Old Testament brethren, they didn't have that opportunity. They didn't have that sacrifice once and for all. But you and I do. We have access to the throne room of God. And so thus, we can go and begin to ask for the original way. For God to work his ways in us. And continually be there in the presence of our God, allowing him to work in us that original way. Now that rest, he said, you'll find rest for your souls. Hebrews 4:9 says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Did you catch that? The rest is when you enter in to God's presence and you cease from your own works, or catch this, you cease from having to have your way. And you're wanting his. That's when rest will come to my soul. Stop and think about it. The majority of turmoil in a believer's life is what we preach about frequently, the battle between the flesh and the spirit. And think with me here this morning, because you can answer the question yourself if you've been a Christian very long. When is there peace in your heart, your mind, and your soul? Is it when your flesh is having its way, or is it when the Spirit of God is having his? See, the rest comes when I cease from my own will. I cease from my own wants. I cease from my own desires. And I desire the original way. If you will, I desire God's word on the subject. God's word on the situation. God's word on the circumstances. And I receive God's word over what I think or what I feel. And when I can find that place, I have found rest for my soul. And I have found peace in my heart and in my mind. Why? Because I have relinquished my right to feel the way I feel. I've given it unto God. And this is very difficult. I'm standing here, and I'm looking across this beautiful auditorium, and the seats are empty. My beautiful wife is sitting in the sound booth, taking care of stuff back there. And, you know, I could really get discouraged and I could really be disappointed. But yet the Word of God says, rejoice. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So, am I going to go off what I see? Am I going to go off what I feel? Or am I going to go to the original way and just rejoice in my God? That I've got breath in my body, that I'm here via Facebook Live sharing this message with you. In other words, it all depends on how you're going to look at it. And I've got to look at it according to God's Word, according to God's ways, not mine. Not my thoughts, not my ways. Why? Because God's thoughts and God's ways are way higher than mine. And so if I want to get up, I'm going to have to go to His thoughts. I'm going to have to go to His ways. And however and whatever it takes me to get there, that's what I must do. Praise God. So that I can enter into His rest that He has promised. See, that's the whole thing about God's Word. His promises always hinge on my obedience unto Him. And a lot of times we just think obedience in certain like 10 commandments. No, obedience is in any given situation when I am not where God would really have me to be according to His promises. And that I stand and I look at the way and I realize the original way is the good way and I'm going to walk there. See, it's a choice. A choice. That's what God has given us as human beings, is that choice. I can choose to be down here, or I can choose to be up here. The choice is mine, and when I choose the original way, that's when I enter into the rest that He has promised and the things that He wants to do. Hebrews 6 and 18 says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Here we find that Jesus Christ is that high priest. He's already went through the veil. That's why the veil rent from the top to the bottom, because they wasn't going to need it anymore, because Jesus Christ is now the high priest in the heavenlies, and that veil was rent from the top to the bottom. So now that we can go there with Him, hallelujah, finding that strength, finding that consolation, finding that peace, hallelujah, and knowing that the order of Melchizedek is the fact that it will never be changed. He's high priest forever. And that means as long as I am putting my faith, my trust, my confidence, my allegiance, my obedience in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the high priest forever, I can go right there into the Holy of Holies with Him and find peace, strength, courage that I could never find within myself, within my natural man, within my natural mind, in my carnal being. I've got to go and find that rest. I've got to stand, I've got to see, and I've got to ask. What am I asking for? I'm asking for the original path, the original way. I'm asking for the way God would see to it that it be done. Pattern for the Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Just what is that? That's just a directive to the original path. Peace, joy, prosperity, all the promises of God's Word hinge upon my allegiance, my humility. See, allegiance and humility are synonyms when it comes to God. My allegiance to God is my humility before God, and contrition is my readiness to hear and obey and do His way, the original way. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Here's some examples of where God began to give directives about this original way. In Genesis chapter 17, verse number 1, we find Abram. And when Abram was 90 years old and nigh, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Whoa. 99 years old. Abram's been walking with God since he was 75, if my memory serves me correct. He's been hearing from God. God's been giving him promises. And now God gives him a directive. And this directive, if you will, is just the original way. Just the original way. Walk before me, be thou perfect. Perfection is the reality of doing what God has asked you to do. So, God is saying to Abram, acknowledge that I am. Walk in what I have told you, and you will be perfect. That's the original way. That relationship with God. See, here we are, all the way back to a relationship with God, a personal relationship with God. Abram had a personal relationship with God, and God gave him the understanding of the original way of God, or the way of God, is to acknowledge that he's God. And I need to walk in his way, and I need to be perfect before him by doing this. Amen. So this is Genesis 17:1, Exodus 15:26. Children of Israel now have been brought out of the land of Egypt. And then this is what God is saying unto them. In Exodus 15, verse number 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. The original way. This is what God has asked all through the ages. I mean, we could back up to Adam and Eve. They only had one command. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden. What was that? That was God saying, I am God. Walk in my ways. Keep my commandments. And thus, you will have rest. Wow. And so we see then, it all through the ages, the promise is there. Do what's right in God's sight. Give ear to what he has to say, his commandments. Keep his statutes. The reality of what's right, treating people right. Hallelujah. I mean, you could go to the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. The reality of treating people right is what God is after. What is that? That is humility. That is contrition. That is wanting it to do it God's way. In Psalms 103, verse number 1, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like eagles. Praise the Lord. Worship God. Bless means to praise, to glorify, to magnify, to extol with thanksgiving. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy strength, all thy mind. Bless the Lord. Bless his holy name. Forget not the original way. Did you catch that? Forget not all his benefits. The original way, that if we will walk therein, ask for the original way, it's the best way, and walk therein, you will find rest for your souls. You will find all his benefits. Forget not all his benefits. He forgiveth all iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The benefits of the original way. Praise our God. I don't know, this message to me, it just like, wow. You know, this is what God has promised throughout all the ages to all those that will follow him. And yet so many times, even through Christianity, men and women live so far below what God really wanted to do in their hearts and in their lives. If they could move to that place of humility and contrition before God and building that personal relationship to such a magnitude that it was always God's way and no other way. But here in these last days, we struggle, we battle more with our flesh than we really want to admit that we do. And we could be walking on a higher plane, the next level. Hallelujah. Does that sound familiar? What is the next level? It's just part of the original way. It's just when men and women begin to stand and see where we're really at and start asking for the old paths, the original way. Hallelujah. I like what Brother Touchton said at the youth rally night. His pattern for Pentecost was not Azusa Street, but it was Acts chapter 2, the original way. Hallelujah. And how God brought it into being as he had promised he would, and that is the original way. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ come on the face of the earth, that has become now the original way. He produced the original way before the eyes of men. That's the original way of God. He lived the way God would have men to live through the power of Jesus Christ. See, that has been the change from the Old Testament to the New Testament, is the power now that comes through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah, through his precious blood, and then the empowering of the Spirit of God to where we can walk with God and continually ask for the old ways, the original ways, and God can then burn them and write them into our hearts, and we walk therein. That transformation, being conformed to the image of Christ. These are all terminologies of the Bible, of the Word of God, of what the original way has always been. God's glorious plan of salvation, this great plan of salvation, didn't start when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. It started in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. The promise to bring about the original way. Glory to our God. Oh, God of heaven, help me. Oh, Lord, to stand in the way and see and ask for the original way. Oh, turning back to God's ways in every area of our lives. Hallelujah. John 14, 15. Jesus Christ sealing it up while he was here, if you will. If you love me, keep my commandments. Here's the question. Well, what are his commandments? Well, the only way you're going to know what his commandments are is if you stand in the ways and see and ask for the original way. Then he will begin to lead you in the original way. He will begin to work with you personally in the original way. He will take you step by step through the Word of God to the original way. You see, what it really amounts to so many times is we are actually looking for a loophole to where we don't have to do something we don't think we have to do. Brothers and sisters, that's not the original way. That's not humility. That's not contrition. That is actually selfishness. Because I just don't think I want to do that. But see, we're back to, it's not a matter of what I want to do. What are his ways? what is his plan? What is the original way? You're only going to find that when you enter into that throne room of God and you're asking for the original way and not asking for a loophole around it. Woo. That's what's departed from the church world, is the desire for the original way. The majority of the church world is looking for loopholes so they don't have to walk the original way. And brothers and sisters, if you're really looking for a loophole, you'll find it. Because God's going to give you the desire of your heart. But you got to understand, there will be a judgment day. You know, Enoch walked with God, was not. He didn't get translated because he was looking for loopholes. He got translated because he was walking the original way. Glory to our God. Hallelujah. And there's so much more. There's so much more, but I'm going to close here this morning. John 15:10. Jesus once again said, "If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Love is the greatest. Faith, hope, charity. Charity is the greatest. Love is the greatest. Why? Because love is selflessness. Love is not selfishness. Love is looking to help others, looking to encourage others, looking to protect others. That's what love is all about. Jesus Christ died on Calvary, for he loved the world. He loved the world. In other words, he was willing to come and be that sacrifice because he loved man that much. Tell me where any selfishness was involved on dying on the cross. No, it was for the love and the salvation of mankind. Hallelujah. And if Jesus did that for me, then I should begin to pursue that original way with our God. Praise be to our God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Pepper's coming. She's going to play some music for a little while. And just find you a place here for the remainder of these few minutes. And just stand in the ways. It's just you, just your family. You're just right there in your home. You may be in your vehicle. Just begin to look at the path that you're really pursuing. What do you desire the most in life today? Is it something that you want? Or is it something God wants? That's where I need to stand and see the way. To see really, where am I at? What's it? Brother Jason preached a message. Proper motivation. Why do I do what I do? Is the motivation out of a desire and a love for God? Or is my motivation more towards the carnal man, the natural man, the worldly man? Stand in the way and see. Ask for the original way. It's the best way. And you'll find that rest that your soul is really looking for. Because the pleasures of this world are temporal. And once you have them, they're gone. And they really don't produce what you thought they were going to produce. An evangelist preached a message one time, "You got what you want. Do you want what you got?" So the reality is, sin is not where it's at. But serving God brings rest to the soul.